Right now, it's time for the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But joining us, as he always does in this time slot, is the sports professor, Rick Caro, who is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. He's also an expert on Miami Dolphins football, having been a season ticket holder since the team's inception way back in 1966. Rick, Pat told me that you picked that huge Dolphins upset of the Patriots last weekend in Foxborough. Kudos to you, my friend.
Well, this is not the Golf Business and Law Report. This is the gloating Business and Law Report, okay? Because we were there, you know, last week from Foxborough, and I was sitting at the CBS Scene, which is their new themed restaurant in Patriots Place, and I made the prediction, not just here, but on my Fox Sports Radio Moneyball show, which is, you know, here's a plug, 200 and some affiliates, including WEEI in Boston, and Nashua, and Providence, and on and on. 21-17 was the prediction, and I was wrong. The game was not that close.
What in God's name, Rick? I mean, the Dolphins gave no indication. 1-15 last year, they got hammered the week before by, I just think, an average Arizona Cardinals team. And even though with Tom Brady out, the Patriots 2-0 looked like Castle was somewhat of the real deal. What gave you the inkling that the Dolphins were going to be able to go up to Foxborough and actually beat the Patriots?
I was going to say, you predict a win every week, and at least one week you're right. But that's not the case, because I kind of thought that the Cardinals would kill them because, you know, Fitzgerald and Bolden were ready to prove how good they were, and that's true, especially with no pass rush and a defensive secondary that's a foot shorter than those guys. But, you know, there's something about that game. I don't know. I sat on the logo. I don't know if I told you guys this afterward, but after the game, I was able to be down on the field, and that stupid-looking blue Patriots cartoon-like hat they have as part of their logo, I put both cheeks firmly in the middle of that logo for about 25 minutes. Traffic was bad, of course. The weather was great. The sun was good. And I sat there, and we had some security guards who came up to us. And it's not just – it's a couple of high-ranking Dolphin officials, too. Let me just leave it at that. And so the security guards asked us to move. And I said, look, we've been here for how many years when the Dolphins had the snot knocked out of them in this and the other stadium? If you want to pick me up and move me like they used to do in the college demonstrations, you go ahead. It's a great photo op. You know, let's do it now. So they left, and I sat there for about 20 minutes,
well,
reveling in it.
Congratulations to you, Rick, yeah. Not only for the great prediction, because it was very very, very well done. I don't know that many people were calling a Dolphins victory over the Patriots last weekend.
Me and Peter were laughing at him.
But also,
yeah, you were.
Congratulations to you as well for being a lifelong Dolphins fan. So, of course, I'm sure that that was a very proud and fun moment for you, seeing your team victorious. And we all saw our team victorious last weekend as Americans. The American Ryder Cup team, 5-point victory over the Euros, 16.5 to 11.5. Paul Wiesinger, really, his stock is sky high right now. And the ratings are out, and they were pretty good. NBC earned a 3.37 share overnight Nielsen rating for Sunday's final round, final telecast of the final day of the Ryder Cup from noon to 6 p.m. That's a 22% increase over the 2.78 share from 2006 when the Americans lost to the Euros at the K Club in Ireland. So evidently, American victories mean more eyes in the U.S. at least are watching.
Yeah, and the important thing to remember is how interesting this summer was going to be when all the doomsayers, naysayers were predicting that golf is going to evaporate from the planet because Tiger is injured and we just got to get through the summer. Well, not only do we get through the summer, but between Patrick Harrington, Boo Weekly, Hunter Mahan, and all of those guys coming out of the woodwork, it was a great summer. And now we get into the real doldrums because we have no more real tournaments left. Oh, we have the Tour Championship. Oh, sorry about that. Well, you know, I was there Thursday. I know we can segue into that. But that was so debuzzless, if that's a word. Tim Fincham decided to shake everybody's hand on the first tee from the first tee time, which was at 11:50, to the last tee time, which was 2:10, because, you know, you only have 15 groups of two. And there were a smattering of people, and I'm not sure it's because Tiger wasn't there or if it's because if Vijay stands through the end of four rounds, he wins, or the date of it, or that the tournament was second and third promoted behind Georgia, Alabama. Frankly, if the people in Atlanta knew what was going to happen last night, they probably would have focused on golf. But that's another story.
Rick, I will ask my usual wacky question of the day here.
Only one?
One? I've got multiple, but I'll give you at least one here.
All right.
You know, with the, as we've talked about multiple times on this show, with the lack of what I call specialness with a lot of these golf events, and the fact that they don't isolate them, so to speak, to really bring out the fact, you know, that we just had a Ryder Cup and they're throwing a tour championship at us the week later. And like you said, there's just no buzz with it because you had such a big event last week. Couple that with all the economic stuff that's going on and specifically with all these finance groups that do a lot of sponsorships of golf tournaments. Is there a possibility at some point in the future, if a lot of these financial institutions go under or whatever happens to them, and therefore the PGA Tour doesn't have to look at their sponsorship and say, oh, well, we can't change the schedule because, you know, Shearson Lehman or whoever has sponsored the event, so we have to stick with it. Well, if they go under, maybe that actually in a weird way affords the PGA Tour of really looking at this schedule and trying to figure something out to do in terms of compacting it or at least doing something that you're not going to affect good events like the Ryder Cup and then throw in the PGA the Tour Championship less than a week later, really, and not having the impact that I'm sure they would want with that event. Is there anything, I guess what I'm trying to say, is there anything with the problems that those financial institutions are having, which sponsor a lot of these events, if that goes forward, does that actually, in a way, afford the PGA Tour a chance to do something with their schedule?
Yeah, maybe, but probably not in the short term, because these sponsorship contracts were fairly high. A lot of the sponsors are saying, we haven't gotten our bang for the buck, and let's figure out how we can redo stuff, you know, many times. And so what it's in the interest of the tour to keep the contracts in place as much as they possibly can. So they may not be able to with bankrupt companies, merged companies. They're going to want to make sure they keep the contracts and the length of them gone. But if your question is over time, if they really have a chance of doing this again, will they be able to and will they restructure it? Yeah, the answer is they're going to try to figure out how to do something about the tour and the Tour Championship, because remember, there's a lot of tweaking going on, and just like they did with the Chase and NASCAR, everybody said, oh, Armageddon, this ain't going to work, and then they're in the tweaking stage now, and I do think that we're in the same situation with the PGA Tour just a couple of years earlier. And
he is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But it was short and sweet this week, Rick. It wasn't quantitative, but it was, I feel, qualitative. Well, some good quality time with you this week.
Good. Next week after this one, the four of us, including Bernhard, let's figure out. Rooney, you in town the week after this one, next week?
I should be.
All right. Russ, you coordinate it. I'll do it. Bernhard will be in it, and we'll announce it the following week.
Thank you very much, Rick. Have a great Sunday. We'll talk to you later.
Amen.
All right. You can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN, and, of course, listen to him here right in this very time slot with us.